Would you like to see the big guy, the skipper, the head honcho?
Good morning, Captain.
Good morning, Captain.
You're listening to Morning Joe with the CEO.
7:07, I'm DJ Fryborg, a.k.a. MC2 Fry, and welcome back to your 7 o'clock hour of your morning show here at AFN Rota. If you hadn't guessed by our intro there, we are hanging out with the skipper here in studio with us this morning. We have Captain David Baird, the Navstay Rota CO. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you,
MC2? I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was a great song. Great song to
us. Isn't that a great Christmas song?
We were just talking about it off air.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. It's just kind of got a cool beat to it.
And, it's not one that you generally hear, but it's a nice rendition.
It's not. Later on, we'll play some maybe more familiar ones.
Okay.
Maybe more.
We'll go more along the
more
classic line.
Overheard, but yeah.
All right. Awesome. Well, are you ready for Christmas? Are you getting ready for the holiday?
Kind of. I'm excited for Christmas. I don't know that I'm ready for Christmas yet.
It doesn't feel like it should be time for Christmas yet.
No, there's a lot of shopping that needs to take place this weekend.
Absolutely. Question for you. Yeah. I know you had a couple of Thanksgivings. Do you have a couple Christmases as well?
No, we're going to be traveling over Christmas, which is exciting. Knock on wood.
Right.
But it'll be kind of a not a couple of Christmases, but maybe a prolonged Christmas.
All right, that's good.
Yeah.
Christmas lasting longer—that's never a complaint.
I know. Just keep it going.
That's fantastic. Christmas is one of my favorite holidays. We'll make it last as long as we can.
Thanksgiving and Christmas are my two favorite holidays.
Just the winter in general. It's great.
The holiday season.
All right. Awesome. Well, we are hanging out with another guest in studio here as well. We have Eric Flagg, the MWR Deployed Forces Support and Liberty Coordinator. How are you doing this morning?
Hello. Good morning. Doing excellent.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So we are all in studio to talk about some of the fun things going on around base. So I'm going to let you guys discuss that.
I mean, first off, I just want to give a shout out to MWR for all the stuff that we've already done this month. Starting off with Winter Wonderland, what a huge event. Really, really fun time over the Navy Exchange parking lot. Santa made a grand entrance on board a helicopter flown by HSM-79. And then via the fire truck over to say hello to all of us, boys and girls of all ages. Never outgrow Santa. What a great event. Great music, great food, and a great opportunity to come together. And then last weekend, if you did not make it to the drive-in movie theater for the 122nd Army-Navy game, you missed an awesome event because Navy, you know, pretty much had it in the bag the entire time. They were 7 points underdog, but come on.
That's not nearly enough to keep them down.
No. So Navy pulled out a great victory, and it was another beautiful night at the drive-in movie big screen. So great job, MWR, for all that. But, Eric, let's talk about what's coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Absolutely, sir. So the Liberty Center, right? This is for all our single and unaccompanied active duty sailors on base. We do a lot of programming. Not only do we have the center for their enjoyment, but we're actually currently in the midst of our 12 days of Christmas celebration, which every day we have something going on at the Liberty Center, with the culmination on the 25th when we'll have our Adopt a Sailor program. So we're actively looking for families and sailors who'd like to spend the 25th in some company. You know, it's always nicer to share. Sharing is caring. So
that's right.
We've got that going on. The day after Christmas, we're still doing our golf and movie free participation and for the sailors. And so that the golf will be the day after Christmas. And we're also looking towards our New Year's celebration. So making some responsible choices. Come and join the staff over at Liberty Center for New Year's celebration, full of games, prizes, and you know, general merrymaking.
That sounds awesome. And the Liberty Center is doing great right now. We had an opportunity to kind of recapitalize a little bit on some things.
Yes, sir. Santa has come to town with the Liberty Center. And so they're actually going – we have some planned upgrades that are going to be executed over the next couple of weeks. We're going to finally get some new paint on the outside.
Nice.
You know, so we got some new awnings that are going up. The bathroom's going to get renovated. We just installed an 85-inch TV.
85-inch.
Nice. Yes, sir.
I think you could go bigger.
That's the biggest the Navy Exchange had, so we tried to go bigger.
No matter – anytime you buy a TV, the only acceptable response is always, we could have gone bigger.
The space kind of looks – we could have gone bigger.
Yeah.
We also have some new massage chairs coming in as well, and just all around new stuff for our sailors. So come and visit us over at Building 48. 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We're open from 1300 to 2200.
Absolutely. I have to say about the massage chairs, those were a lifesaver during the OAR, coming off after a long watch, going over to the Liberty Center and just sitting in a massage chair. We'll always have a deep love of those.
I was going to say, the Liberty Center got a lot of use during OAR in a non-traditional way, but man, what a great facility, and happy that we can continue to keep it in good shape.
Absolutely. A lot of love was had for the Liberty Center during that. So now we're replacing all that love with new equipment.
That's excellent. And lots of other stuff going on around base, not just at the Liberty Center, but like you mentioned, you know, golf is doing a scramble. And actually, I think they already did the scramble, but lots of other things. The chapel is providing all kinds of fantastic services throughout the holiday season, Christmas Eve services, Christmas Day Mass, and good stuff going there. USO is also absolutely crushing it these days. They're everywhere all the time. I don't know how they do it all, but they get it all done. They're also in the middle of their 12 days of Christmas, not just at the Liberty Center, but all throughout different commands around the base. And the big event is on Friday and Saturday of the 24th and 25th, USO's Operation Cookie Drop, which I know they already have all their volunteers lined up to bake cookies, and then they'll be dropped all around the installation. What else, Eric? What else we got going on?
So, you know, we're still trying to find Santa. Santa's out there.
Oh,
where's
Santa? Santa's still missing?
Yes, sir. He's still missing.
What happens if no one finds him before Christmas?
I get to keep the prize? I don't know, but we're running, you know, I think we're on clue number 10 approximately.
I actually have a question about this.
Okay.
Are the clues cumulative? Do you have to solve the first one in order to get the second one?
All clues are cumulative. I can neither confirm nor deny to use military language.
I will say that I think I had a pretty good idea where Rudolph was from the clues, from the Santa clues. I have no idea. Not a clue.
That's good.
See what I did there?
There we go. All right, awesome. And you can find all those clues by going to the MWR Facebook page, right?
Yes, ma'am. We've got every day. We put them out at early in the morning. And so if you see random people walking on, just a reminder, obviously, Santa's on the industrial side of the base, right? Everybody knows that. So housing, we've already found Rudolph. So Santa's going to be on the work side of the base in the permitted areas. So he's waiting to be found.
I feel like a really important thing you just said was the permitted areas, which means if there's a fence, he's not behind it.
Yeah, that's true.
Or any like heavily working area, like don't go down to the pier and ask to go on the pier because he's not there.
No, okay. So that's an additional. We're up to 14 clues now, I think.
That was a little bonus. That's the real reason Skipper wanted me here.
He's not on the runway.
Not on the runway.
All right, awesome. So that is a bunch of amazing events going on around base. Is there anything we're missing?
There's so much that we're missing.
Okay.
Well, and if you're missing, where do we need to look? We've got our Vamos, right?
Exactly.
Vamos is online, so head to our website, our Facebook. You know, AFN does a great job of sharing a lot of the activities we have. And overall, MWR is just excited to help you make some Christmas plans for the older ones, the younger ones, and everyone in between.
As I was driving in today, I noticed that I think Clark W. Griswold has been making house calls in base housing because there are some serious lights going on. I think the judging for our annual Holiday Spirit house decorating contest is tomorrow evening. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah. So you have one more day to do like Clark Griswold did and put all those lights up. Hopefully the energy power grid can hold it.
That's right. I'm confident that the power grid can do it. I'm just hopeful that Cousin Eddie doesn't make a visit, because that's never good. Yeah, so if you have not registered your home, today is the deadline to sign up to be judged.
Tomorrow
evening.
Judged.
Yeah.
So that is a bunch of events going on around base. We're going to jump back to some more music, and we'll come back in a couple of minutes. Right now, though, next up is All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey.
A classic.
/7:21, and we are back once again with Captain David Baird, Navstay Rota CO, as well as with Lieutenant Commander Jesse Lynn, the Director of Public Health Services and Public Health Emergency Officer over at Naval Station Rota Hospital. Thank you so much for joining us, and good morning. Merry Christmas. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
I have one saved round, so to speak, from MWR.
Okay.
So don't forget that this Saturday is the Jingle Bell Pet Walk over at the Fitness Center. So bring your pets.
That sounds like a lot of
fun.
Deck
them out in holiday attire. and we'll take them for a walk.
Yes, your dogs should look like little reindeer just to make us happy.
Reindeer, little Santas, little snowman, whatever it is.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Pet ugly sweaters, I don't know.
Is that a thing?
It can be.
You can make it one.
All right, so that's the fun stuff. And now let's talk about more fun stuff. And that's public health. And there's this thing called COVID still.
It's still a thing.
Yeah, yes, perhaps sir. We've heard of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Starting to see an uptick in cases in the local area. And really see an uptick in cases pretty much around the world.
Yeah.
So tell us what you're seeing in trends and that sort of thing, Doc.
So, you know, the main trend that we're seeing, like you already mentioned, is an uptick. It's not too, we aren't ramping up like one of these spikes that we have been seeing, but it is increasing. And the key with that is we have to maintain vigilance. We have to maintain our proper social distancing, the mask wearing, proper quarantining. If you feel sick, don't go to work. If your kids feel sick, don't have them go to school. Things along those lines are really our mainstays of taking care of things. And we continue to see the CDC, the ECDC, the Spanish Ministry of Health, kind of push these continual things for our protection.
Yeah, I think we've learned, I know we've learned an awful lot over the last 2 years since COVID kind of became known to the world. And we're able to react a lot more, first, calmly, and second, a lot more precisely on the measures that we need to take. You know, we're very lucky here because almost everyone has received the vaccine. Two doses of the mRNA vaccines, and many of us now have gotten our third dose. And if you haven't, well, first off, first and second doses are still available.
Still available.
Third doses are as well through Naval Hospital Rota. For the first and second doses, we've got vaccines for age 5 and up, right?
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
And then for booster shots, we've got vaccines for age 18 and up right now.
It just changed.
Just changed today. Breaking news.
Yeah, so now 16 and 17-year-olds have actually been authorized by the DHA to receive a booster.
Fantastic.
They still have to fall within that past 6 months since finishing their primary series.
Yep.
But now 16 and 17-year-olds are eligible for boosters, and the hospital is standing by ready for.
That's fantastic. For that. So to sum up, if you're 18 or older and it's been 6 months since you received a full series of an mRNA vaccine or 2 months since you received a Johnson & Johnson shot, you are eligible to receive a booster over at Naval Hospital. And if you're age 16 and 17, and it's been, because that's only eligible for the Pfizer shot.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
It's been 6 months since you received your full Pfizer dosage. Now you can receive your third booster shot.
Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
It's a pleasure, always. I wish you and everyone else a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year. 2021 has been an exciting year here at Naval Station Rota, but we've done some amazing things. We've improved the lives of literally thousands of people, and we have big things to come in 2022. So safe travels if you're traveling. I wish you all a happy and healthy holiday season. Get vaccinated, protect those who can't, respect one another, and keep the faith for the duration.